Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banter Box Radio. A newspaper, not a snoozepaper.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banter Box Radio. This is episode 73. My name is Thomas Towson. This guy here, he's Dan Knight. Hey, Dan Knight.
Hi.
Hi, Dan.
Hey.
What's up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
Great. So, we're back again this week to do the same thing we do each week, which is what?
How about that heat wave, huh?
How about them Mets?
How about them?
I don't watch sports.
Who are those guys?
Have they hit the ball? And they make the
baskets
goal. So we're back again this week to do the same thing we do every week, which is find. What do we find? Ourselves?
A little bit each week. Some can say.
No, we find the weirdest news that we can.
Oh.
And we scream it at you angrily. Yeah. Honestly, we hate doing it, but someone's gotta.
But sometimes, before one on our tired days, you're going to have to turn that volume up and pretend that we're screaming.
Yeah, you got
to
do the work for us.
Yeah, because sometimes we don't have the energy for you, for you people.
We got the sleepy meepies.
Sometimes.
So, but we're going to do that shortly. Okay. In just a moment. Before we do, I guess I should mention that today is a pretty big one.
Somber remembrance today.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. It is.
It's a sad day.
It's a very sad day. Today is National Daiquiri Day. Yeah. Yeah, you heard it right.
Of the strawberry variety.
Any kind. There's multiple kinds of daiquiris.
What? There's others there?
There's other daiquiris. Peach is the best.
Kiwi daiquiri?
Maybe. You could do an anything daiquiri, I imagine.
Oh, my God. Dog food daiquiris?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Ooh.
Those nice meaty chunks that give me all the salt that I need for the day. You know, I have one of those right first thing in the morning. I go 4 shots of wet dog food. I sprinkle a few dry kibbles. They get sort of, you know, mealy in there. And then I do 7 shots of vodka. I don't go rum for this, all right? I know it's weird. It's a vodka daiquiri, but that's just how I roll. 7 shots of vodka.
Okay.
I put all of that in a blender.
Oh, good.
And then I spit into it a few times, and I blend it together. I do that so that when someone tries to steal it, I can say, hey, I've spat in that. You don't want it.
It's mine.
Yeah, because you would not believe how many people want my dog food daiquiri.
Please elaborate. Who wants your dog food daiquiri?
All the boys. That's why they come to my yard.
Oh, for the... Oh. I don't even want to break that phrase down. Let's just continue.
We're gonna get to that. Today's National Daiquiri Day. Do with that what you will. I guess have a daiquiri or something. Who cares? Whatever. Man, let's just move on. We got some real treats for you this week.
Ooh.
Some real stinky treats and some real good present treats.
President treats.
President treats. All right, Dan, you got some stuff, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Some could say that.
Got it, good, go.
So a cool-ass guy from Florida is fighting for his right to keep his pet alligator.
Has he? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Former firefighter David Van Buren has had his gator friend since he was 9 years old.
How old do you know?
He is in his 50s.
Wow, that's an old gator.
That's an old gator.
I didn't know. I wasn't aware gators lived that long.
I wasn't either. But they are descendant of dinosaurs. Is that correct?
I don't think so.
No, it's just chickens.
Yeah.
At least we eat the chickens.
Some of us.
At least I got chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Although it was a male alligator, he named it Gwendolyn after mistaking it for a lady gator.
Stefanathan. Gwendolyn Stefanson.
Yeah. What? I'm sorry? Oh, I see what you did. I finally pieced the puzzle together. It took way longer.
Was it worth it?
No.
It wasn't.
It was not. The alligator currently chills out in Van Buren's backyard, eating pizza and Chips Ahoy cookies.
Whoa! That gator's living the life.
It's eating the sweet za.
Yeah, man.
Van Buren has also invited his friend inside, too. Once he was in the house, he didn't want to leave. I think it took us like 3 weeks to get him to go back outside. He was on the couch all the time or in the bathtub.
Watching some of that Steve Irwin.
And he eating pizzas.
Yeah, you know.
It's like, one day I'm going to get him.
Well,
dream big. Very unfulfilled.
Yeah.
Because turns out that you were bested by a thorny beach flap.
Yeah. Beach flap flap. That's right.
Beach flap flap.
Oh, it's sad.
Florida.
But at least,
you're going to say something good.
At least you could say he died with the thing he loved most in his heart.
No one can say otherwise.
Should we edit that out? Let's move on.
No. Florida Fish and Wildlife officials have opened an investigation after receiving a complaint about the 13-foot Gwendolyn. Unfortunately, Gwendolyn the alligator is not in the proper caging it is supposed to be, FWC spokesman Lorenzo Velos told WSVN-TV. Mr. Van Buren has been advised about this right now, and at the moment we are investigating the whole situation. Officials say if they decide Van Buren is allowed to keep Gwendolyn, he must make modifications to his property to allow it to stay.
Mm.
The two have been together for 47 years.
Romantically.
Yeah, entangled.
Mm-hmm.
Under the sheets. And I think I think personally they should probably let the gator stay because, you know, it's Florida. And I figured every citizen in the state had a pet gator whether they knew about it or not.
Yeah.
It's just like one of those things.
I feel like in the grand scheme of things that happen in Florida, that's not the weirdest.
Yeah.
Having a pet gator. I feel like you should just let this one go.
Yeah. I mean, most people just find it in their swimming pool, and they're just, like, trying to get it out. This guy actually embraced it.
Uh-huh.
As a nine-year-old.
Wow. He embraced a gator as a nine-year-old.
Embraced it. Lovingly.
That's pretty...
And sexually.
Well, that's unconfirmed.
Well, he was nine. Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's... Yeah,
let's say
okay.
he didn't do that.
Let's definitely say that.
Let's nix what I just said.
Yeah.
And move on to your article.
Okay, well, this one's... This one really poses more questions than it answers.
Ooh.
Let me tell you. It takes place in Tennessee.
Okay.
Well, firefighters in Tennessee say a local woman caused a fire after attempting to barbecue a brisket in her bathtub.
I'm not... Okay. Yeah, I definitely have questions.
Yeah. So Knoxville Fire Department Captain DJ Corcoran...
Sounds like
Corcoran.
DJ Corcoran?
DJ Corcoran in the house! Like that.
That's it. Pew, 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 pew. Drop the beat.
Told reporters that firefighters found a woman fanning flames. There's a lot of alliteration in this. There's barbecue brisket in her bathtub.
Mm.
And firefighters found a woman fanning flames.
Fiercely.
In her fanny.
She had a flaming fanny.
From her apartment and said there was a fire in her bathroom. Corcoran, I'm going to go with Corcoran, that sounds better to say, said that the woman attempted to cook brisket over an open flame in her bathtub and called the incident, quote, a first in our books. Yeah, I'm going to say that that's likely, yeah. Before we go on, I got questions.
Hmm.
Is that a thing? Cooking in your bathtub? Smoking in the boys' room? Because cooking ain't allowed in school?
Unless you're in home ec, and then it definitely is. I think. But not smoking.
No.
And that's why they wrote a song about it.
Uh-huh.
To differentiate the two.
Wow. It's all piecing itself together. Thank you for that.
No.
It seems really weird. A bathtub. I feel like...
Yeah.
That's a weird place.
Do you not have a yard of any sort?
Maybe not. But, like, even still, maybe you just don't cook a brisket. I put my dirty waste self, my gross body grosses, in that receptacle. I certainly don't want to cook anything in it. Certainly nothing big enough where I'm going to cause a massive fire.
And what is the setup like?
How do you not die of carbon monoxide?
Did she put a grill in the tub?
Or is it carbon monoxide? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Carbon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Carbon monoxide.
feel free to correct us. Whatever, I don't care. But yeah, being enclosed with a fire and smoked meats, I can't imagine it's good for you.
No,
it's bad for what ails you.
And I think probably the whole thing would have just fixed itself if she did just pass out from it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fire might have gotten worse, and a lot of people might have died.
Yeah, all right, I can see
that. But maybe a lesson would have been learned. She's going to try this again.
She's going to do it again.
She's like, ah, see, what I really did, I messed up this time. I shouldn't have put a propane tank in the bathtub.
Mm.
That's what really messed me up. Charcoal next time, for sure.
And how do you start a fire in the tub, which is the, like, it's the place you're supposed to go to when there's a fire in the rest of your apartment.
Yeah, what do you do now?
You, like, go to the tub to, like,
do you still go in the tub? You set a fire. You're like, I've only learned to go to the tub when there's a fire. And just lay down in the fire. It hurts, but this is what I was told.
This fire will protect me from that fire.
So fire crews reported that the woman lit a wood-burning grill inside her bathtub and placed meat on a wire rack across the rim before the heat melted through the tub's fiberglass exterior. Quote, the tub and the brisket were a total loss. Corcoran said the apartment below suffered minor water damage as a result of the incident. Corcoran noted that noted that 50% of residential fires occur as a result of cooking-related incidents. I mean, I think we all knew that.
That makes sense.
We all knew that. But with that said, most of those documented fires are in the kitchen, Corcoran said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say that makes sense. Also, is there anything more Tennessee than trying to make a brisket in the bathtub? Well, I can't use the sink. Pappy's washing in there. Oh, geez. You keep being you, Tennessee. Keep it up. All right.
We won't stop you.
Moving on.
You know, with so much negative news circling the world over police brutality or brutality against police, I'd personally like to commemorate one officer in particular who is an action hero, in my eyes, anyway.
An action hero? Like Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Last Action Hero?
Well, apparently he wasn't the last one.
Oh, wait, if it was a cop, is it Jackie Chan?
Super Cop.
Yeah, is it Super Cop?
He's the cop that can't be stopped.
Yeah, it's true, he can't.
In Aurora, Colorado, an off-duty sheriff's deputy, Jose Marquez... is it Marquez?
Marquez? I don't know. Who knows?
Was visiting his girlfriend. He was not in uniform at the time, let me be clear.
Okay.
He left her apartment to retrieve something from his car, and in the parking lot, he was approached by two unseemly gentlemen with ski masks on their faces.
Uh-oh. They're never up to any good.
They politely asked Marquez where the nearest lodge was, because they'd like to do some skiing.
Oh, okay.
And then they were on their way.
Oh, okay.
And they actually paid him for his advice.
Oh, wow, that's really nice. This
but
is a
then
nice
two
story.
Other men in ski masks
whoa,
came
what
by.
Are the chances?
And they brandished their guns and told the off-duty cop to, quote, give it up.
If you know what I mean.
To which he breakdanced hardcore.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they tipped him and left. And then two more men in ski masks
wow.
came.
There is an abundance of ski-masked men.
Yeah, and they came by and they told him to give it up, but they meant, no, really, give us your money this time for us, not our brothers.
Wow. It's crazy that it took six people to finally make that happen.
Yeah, he says this is a normal occurrence.
Ski masks everywhere.
He's constantly approached by men in ski masks. Officer Marquez said they fired first and he shot back. He was shot in the shoulder and abdomen and let out a shot into one suspect's leg and one into his gun.
Whoa.
Yes.
Nice. Into the gun?
He fired a bullet that traveled into the gun through the barrel and disabled it.
Nice. What? What an amazing accidental shot.
Police are calling it a one in a billion shot.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So the man that got shot and had his gun jammed in the most amazing way possible, he was arrested, but his buddy took off.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he was allowed to leave to tell the tale of this gunslinger's mighty skills.
Yep. That's probably what happened. This is how stories get told.
I'm going to go tell my other ski mask friends. I'm going to catch my two guys. They're heading to the lodge right now. We're going to sip some cocoa and tell tales of this.
I think that's probably what's going to happen. Yeah, I think you nailed it.
That's it.
All righty. Well, that is certainly unlikely.
Yeah.
Very unlikely.
That they were going to tell the tales and sip cocoa? Or
no, that any of this happened. That six people... In CMAS. No, that someone shot down the barrel of a gun. That's something. That's crazy. All right. Well, let's move on. I got someone who is a little bit unaware of their surroundings. An elderly German woman was questioned by police after filling in blank spaces on a crossword puzzle that was being displayed as a work of art at a local museum.
Oh, no.
The BBC reports that the 91-year-old woman used a ballpoint pen to write on the work of art entitled Reading Work Piece by avant-garde artist Arthur Kopke.
Kopke.
During a senior citizens tour to Nuremberg's News Museum. The crossword puzzle-themed piece of art from 1965 features the phrase, insert words, which the woman understood as instructions. The lady told us she had taken the notes as an invitation to complete the crossword, a police spokeswoman said. Museum director Eva Kraus said the work, which is worth an estimated $89,000, can be restored, luckily, and that the woman was reported for insurance reasons only. So that's okay. At least they can repair it. Where were we?
What a vandal.
Yeah. What a ne'er-do-well. A real criminal.
She was seen later outside in the back spray-painting her tag.
That said, Nana Rules with a Z. She knew what she was doing. She was tagging.
And it was like a big middle finger. Like a stencil.
Yeah. Well, it was two hands knitting, but they both had middle fingers up in the middle of knitting.
That's amazing.
We do realize, this is a quote, we do realize that the old lady didn't mean any harm, she said. Nevertheless, as a state museum couldn't avoid making a we couldn't avoid making a criminal complaint. Also, for insurance reasons, we had to report the incident to police. The museum stated it would place a sign to distinguish the piece from other works of interactive art displayed throughout the museum. Krauss also said they would inform the woman that the private collector who presented the work of art to the museum was not offended by her mistake. Quote, we will let the lady know that the collector took the damage to the work in good humor so she doesn't have a sleepless night, Krauss said. That's such a nan-nan thing to do, you know? Nana comes in, she just feels like doing her crosswords, she's confused where she is, she thinks it's Sunday morning, she's got her breakfast cereal and her crossword, she doesn't know what's going on, she's got to fill them letters. Dan, she craves it, she wakes up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night, 3 a.m., she's sweating, she's got to grab that crossword puzzle, she's got to solve it, Dan. She gets to this museum, and it all comes back. It all comes back. Those sleepless nights, she has to solve one last puzzle. Thank you.
My Nan's a Sudoku player, so she doesn't understand any of that.
Great. Okay, next.
So, every once in a while, when we do an episode of this show...
Mm-mm.
I'll nix my last article for something else that I like to share.
Whoa, you going halvesies on me here?
Mm-hmm.
You can't even put in the full effort? Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, if it's taking you this long to figure that out, I mean, I just don't know what to tell you.
Well, now I want to hear. What'd you do? What did you do? Tell me all about it.
I have supplied us with some...
Well, I'm going to deny us.
I've supplied us with some ABCs.
Uh-huh. What?
Craigslist. Uh-huh. Absolutely bizarre Craigslist section.
That's
what I'm doing right now. I'm doing some Craigslist posts for you guys because
I prefer the more aptly titled Always Be Craigin'. What do you think? Always be Craigin'.
I'm fine with either, honestly.
Let's just have it be a loose that it means both.
I mean, if you listen to the show and you prefer one over the other, let us know. We'll take that to heart.
Yeah.
I'm starting to lean towards your idea.
My headcanon right now is always be Craigin. So with that in mind, I know people like these Craigslist things, so I'm ready.
You're pumped.
I'm pumped.
All right, I've got one. Somebody's looking for a healing priestess.
Yeah. It's pretty normal, right?
Who is it at this day and age? Disabled man seeks healing priestess for spasticity reduction. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that sounds okay.
And elimination therapy, 2 to 4 weekend afternoons a month.
Oh, wow.
So this is pretty involved. this is to help me relax and use the bathroom more easily.
I need you to get out those pee demons that are inside my bladder so I can more freely urinate. Be gone, foul beasts!
This work includes externally and internally massaging me very thoroughly and intensely.
Okay. What does internally massaging mean?
You be the judge.
I don't want to be.
Knowledge of shiatsu, kwodoshka, tantric massage, and related things preferred.
I see.
You see where this is kind of heading?
I see.
Okay. Must be spiritually progressing, mentally stable, and reliable.
You certainly don't want a healing priestess to just bail on you at the last second, right? You're getting ready to have something shoved up your urethra, you know? Honestly, you've had pee goblins in there for far too long. You're not sitting here on a Saturday night going like, all right, where's my healing priestess?
Where is she?
Where's my pee-pee priestess?
She must also be mature.
Of course.
Open-minded.
Yep.
And not squeamish.
Uh-huh. Of course, because things are going places no one wants them to go.
And things might be coming out of places you don't want.
They definitely will be.
Training will be provided on the job, so don't worry about, you know, if you're just a half priestess.
Yeah. You know. Oh, so he can train you to be a priestess.
He can train you.
Wow. Yeah. This guy is, honestly, this is a big move for people.
Yeah.
Big opportunity.
It's a step up in the priestess game.
Yeah, for sure.
Since I do not talk on the phone much, arrangements for interviews and so forth will be made exclusively by email. Reasonable energy exchanges will be discussed.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that means.
Me neither, but fortunately, it will be discussed. So you don't have to worry
too
much about it.
You're honestly going to get all your questions answered and more than you had.
For the right lady, this arrangement can become much more than an energy exchange or a job. As I am indeed an academic doctor, the right lady can join me to become Dr. and Mrs. if it works out.
Whoa!
There's your happy ending.
Where do I apply?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm ready to shove things in places and get those pee goblins because I definitely want to be the Mrs. to a doctor.
My mom said I could never marry a doctor, and so...
Well, you're going to show
her wrong.
Yeah. Woo, man.
All I have to do is be an energy healing priestess.
I mean, I'm half of those things.
Yeah.
So
you're half of a priestess? Do you know shiatsu and...
Well, I'm going to let all those questions...
Qdoba.
Qdoba. No, I actually prefer to... I've practiced extensively in Chipotle.
Okay.
But for real, though. Them sofritas are better than any spiritual healing you're going to get.
Let me tell you.
Oh, girl, them sofritas.
So this is a two-parter. I have an additional...
Whoa, two?
I have an additional ABC.
Always be Craigin'. Man, I'm Craigin' real hard right now.
Have you heard of Real Doll?
I'm gonna rage and Craig. What?
Real Doll.
Yes, I'm familiar with Real Doll.
Okay, good.
Of Lars and the...
Well, sure. Is that where it stemmed from originally?
Lars and the Real Girl? Is that what it was?
It's Real Doll. It's a, you know, it's a life-size lady.
It's a rubber. It's a
rubber lady?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Rubber lady buggy bumper.
So this guy, his post reads, Real Doll stolen, campus pub / gym's parking lot. I was at campus pub / gym's showing off my Real Doll. First
like
mistake.
You do. Hey guys, wouldn't it be super hip if I brought my Real Doll? You guys want to check her out?
I was a tad hammered that night. I must have let two guys show the doll to one of their friends, and they didn't come back before closing time. I don't remember their exact names, and neither do my friends, unfortunately, but I do recall two faces, two white males. That's the description you're getting. I recall the two faces, two white males.
That's good. Definitely going to be able to track her down now.
The original idea for this was to be my up-and-coming post-grunge band stage mascot.
Oh.
I was in the process of recruiting additional members for our band.
Uh-huh.
A police report has been filed with Murfreesboro/Rutherford Co. Police Department. The doll was rather expensive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Please find my real
doll.
That's
super weird. Does she have a name?
He did not specify, but he did leave several creepy-looking pictures with the post. And she's in some strange poses. Nice close-up shots.
Great.
Of her face.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, whatever.
Sitting in lingerie on a couch.
Whatever her name was. After those two guys are done, her name will be Eclair.
Oh, I don't get it. Oh, because of all the filling. You're disturbing
Eclair
individual.
Is like a person's name.
It is.
It's a person's
name. It's
like so
electronic Eclair.
Yeah, it's like E. It's gross. Okay, let's...
You're a disgusting...
That's gross, Dan. All of these things are weird. Craigslist is a depraved, sad place.
Always be Craigin'.
Oh, you know what? But we're going to keep on going because we always got to be Craigin'. okay, let's end today's merriment.
Okay.
With just the absolute worst bit of luck that anyone has ever had. You ready for this? Two men tried to rob a McDonald's in eastern France. You know, they're going for those big bills. When everything's a dollar, you're going to be maxing out them pockets.
Give me those McBucks.
Because McBucks. So they were trying to rob a McDonald's in eastern France, only to be violently thwarted by 11 off-duty French Special Forces commandos who were having lunch there, authorities said.
Oh my god.
The two men stormed into the McDonald's and Ecole Valentine, or Ecole Valentine. I'm going to butcher every name in this entire thing. Just let it be known I can't do French.
Good.
Near Besançon, about 9 p.m. Sunday. Not spotted by the robbers, however, were the 11 men eating lunch who are members of the Groupe d'Intervention de la Gendarmerie Nationale, or GIGN, the French Armed Forces Elite Counterterrorism Unit.
Wow, that's
not the guys you want to mess with.
Doesn't sound like it.
The GIGN is roughly equivalent to the U.S.'s Navy SEALs and Army Special Operations Forces.
Wow.
Rue Mirazo said the commandos waited for the robbery to play out to avoid confusion among the other 30 or so customers and about 15 employees in the restaurant at the time. They confronted the robbers outside and opened fire when the men refused to order an order to surrender. One of the men was shot in the stomach. The other was seriously injured falling down a flight of stairs during the pursuit. In a very comedic fashion, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. And then he died.
Yeah, and he's dead because he broke his neck at the bottom. No, he didn't die. The second man was arrested with about 2,000 euros, or about 2,270 US dollars. In his possession from the robbery.
Oh.
The one who shot in the stomach, I don't know. They didn't say, so maybe he did.
Maybe he did.
What wrong would you guys say you he did? He might, but I honestly have no idea. So,
Molt. He is molt.
Yes. Basically, what this says is don't rob McDonald's, because now there's at least a slight chance it could be full of 11 armed counter-terrorist people, or members. Forces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So rob a Wendy's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they got the taste of your fries anyway, so you better hit that up anyway.
You got that right.
Honestly, that's just a straight upgrade. But make sure you
Everybody
only rob
wins.
Food. Because.
Yeah. Give me all your fries!
Yeah. They might just be like, sure, man, it's closing time anyway. Here you go.
See, it's closing time, so here's the crap fries. The ones that aren't that good.
Man, even Wendy's crap fries are dope fries. Oh, God!
Oh, fries!
God! They are so good. All right, folks. So that's pretty unfortunate, right? That you would say that's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
You know what else is unfortunate?
What?
That we have to end the show.
Oh, boo.
I know. Heavens. So let me...
Heavens.
Let me tell you a couple things before we go, before I give you the spiel. So, one, things are moving along with Vic Valentine episode 2.
Oh, you shouted it.
I know. They're getting there, so, you know, the things are moving. It's not anytime soon, but they are moving along. It takes a lot of work to put these together.
These episodes are extensive. I don't know if you know that. You're probably like, what? You just throw it online. It's already made.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's a lot of editing time, and also it's difficult to organize getting everybody together at different times. It's just,
But we are working towards a more, standard, streamlined schedule. So
we are.
It won't be so.
We'll
one,
get there.
One every 5 months.
This is correct. We'll get there eventually. Also, I think I can safely say there will be another show joining the Ghost Ship family.
Ooh.
I know. It's fancy. We got a couple of comrades. are gonna be moving one of their shows over with us, and we'll be hosting them. It'll be a good old fashioned hip hopping good time. It's if you like your board games, check it out. If you don't, check it out.
It's still good.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna take some time. I got a lot of work I gotta put into getting this set up, but that's coming. So that's gonna be what, three things.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, there's other stuff. Don't worry about it. We got you set. We got you hooked up.
We got plenty of stuff to entertain.
That's right. But in the meantime, I can tell you where you can find all of our hip happening good stuff. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banner Box Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website. Feel free to go over to send us an email at bbr@ghostshipradio.com with your comments, questions, and hate mail. Whatever you got, honestly, we love it. If you like what we do, consider supporting us over at patreon.com/ghostshipradio. And that's all for this week.
And remember, by law, a pregnant woman can pee anywhere she wants to in Britain, even if she chooses in a police officer's helmet.
Thanks for joining us. A chicka chicka, 1, 2, 3.
Oh God!
Nice, nice.
Hi.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.